Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am continuing my conversation with Perry Mayor Jay Patti about the recent city council meeting. This is part two of a two-part interview. Jay, thank you once again for joining me.
Thank you.
One of the last things that was discussed, it was only a public hearing date, but it's a topic that you're very closely involved with. That's the Nudgers Guarantee Agreement.
Right. I can actually speak wearing two hats here today. And part of the reason I feel comfortable doing that is that the Nudgers is an organization that basically tries to save downtown buildings in Perry. And it's existed since the mid-1990s. And in fact, I was a founding member of the Nudgers. A person who serves as a Nudger is basically a volunteer, and they cannot stand to profit personally. So that makes it easy to talk about for a mayor because I can't personally claim any profit from what the Nudgers do. They started a long time ago. One of the first buildings that they took on was then the Elks Club downtown. It was the old Elks Club. They had sold that building, and it was in terrible shape. It was full of debris, pigeon carcasses, and other things from pigeons, and it was just a terrible mess. The volunteers all dressed up, including myself, in suits and went in and pulled carcasses and cleaned the mess up and made trips to the landfill to help get that building ready to go. And typically what the Nudgers would do is acquire the building and then sell it to someone who would continue that process. And there were a couple gentlemen from Des Moines at the time that came out, and they literally poured themselves into that property, put a business in there. Unfortunately, the business did not work out, but the improvements to the building stayed, and today we know it as Casa de Oro. It's a wonderful restaurant in downtown Perry. I think that's a shining success of what the Nudgers have done. Their more recent project is the building that shares a common wall with the movie theater. That program was done through tax credits, and the whole tax credit scene has kind of changed. Actually, in mid-course, while the Nudgers were trying to do this work, they were given a number that would be available in tax credit money to do it. They ended up receiving a number about half of what that was, which made for a financial crunch, and the group had to take out a loan. And the bank was uncomfortable just loaning the money to a nonprofit group that really didn't have money. So they asked for a guarantee, and the city provided a guarantee. So there's actually no money from the city that goes to the Nudgers or to the bank to pay down the loan. But from our TIF funds, the city has guaranteed the loan. And that's been a number of years ago. It used to be for more money, and then it was for less money. And now it's down to $350,000. And once again, this is not money the city's giving to this group. It's money that is just guaranteed on the loan. And it's the Nudgers that are decreasing that loan through the years and eventually will own the building when the mortgage is finally paid off. But due to the grants that they got to work on this building, they have to maintain ownership for 15 years, which that's already in progress. At the end of that period of time, the building can be sold to someone who hopefully will take the improved building and continue the process of upkeep and maintenance of that building. And if that can happen to every building downtown, we'll have a beautiful downtown.
Now, the guarantee agreement won't be decided on officially until the next meeting, correct?
That's true. And that's why we scheduled a public meeting. And folks that might want to have input for that, they're welcome to come to the meeting and state whatever they want to say about the Nudgers and that project going forward.
All right. Well, just one more thing that I wanted to ask you about was actually mentioned during open forum. That's the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance. Butch Niebuhr, the former city administrator, gave a brief report on the GDCDA, and the council seemed to be pretty receptive to it about what he was talking about.
Correct. And it's that organization, actually, through the years, they've been instrumental in bringing businesses to Perry. I know years ago, Percival Scientific, that sits in our industrial park, they were instrumental in helping to recruit that business to come to Perry. And so we have a track record of working together with this organization and belonging to this organization. Not just the city of Perry, but Perry Industries, Perry Economic Development has worked with the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance to bring about the certified site. We're one of four certified sites like it in the state of Iowa, and that is highly due to the lobbying efforts of this organization, and that's why it's so important we belong. Every year, representatives from Greater Dallas County Development Alliance go out to site selectors meeting. They travel to it, and they represent, among other places in Dallas County, they represent Perry and our site. And it gives us visibility, and it improves the chances that we will have a large industry that would consider settling in Perry. And the land is already set aside. If that would ever happen, boom, we're ready for it to happen. And that would be a great thing for Perry. It would improve our tax base, and it's something we just have to keep on top of. So every year we sit down and consider membership to this organization. And personally, I think it's a great investment. As we saw last night, so does the council.
All right. Well, Perry Mayor Jay Patti, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Well, just that the airport item was a great item to talk about too, and I think is a great investment for Perry for the same reason. If we look at the example of that large business that's considering Perry, there might just be one thing Perry has that other cities being considered don't have, and that would be an airport. The expansion of the runway will allow commercial jets of a size to land in Perry, and that would be important to large companies that might consider to settle here. So I think that was an important discussion that we had too. We approved the report that will be given to the state and federal authorities so that we can get money from those sources to improve our airport.
All right. Yeah, that was a good discussion as well. And you told a funny anecdote about the airport as well involving Frazier, Kelsey Grammer.
So. Yeah. And, you know, that was kind of funny. Who would guess that in Perry, Iowa, you would walk into the hotel lobby and meet a guy named Kelsey Grammer? And that's what happened. And the reason was basically because we have the airport in Perry. He was traveling with his wife across the country, and she was pregnant at the time, and they were halfway between New York and California and picked this small airport so that they could kind of have their privacy, and it had a car that you could get in at the airport and take into the town. So their pilot parked and tied down the jet and hopped in the car, and they came into town, and there was Kelsey Grammer in Perry, Iowa. I actually got a chance to meet him.
Fun story, definitely. Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Mr. Patti. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jay Patti. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sawinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.